Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater and by Germantown Performing Arts Center. Coming up this Friday evening at Evergreen Presbyterian Church, a very exciting event. It is the Memphis Messiah, sponsored once again by the Orphanos Foundation, featuring the Memphis Symphony Orchestra and the Rhodes Master Singers. And it will be conducted by the chair of music at Rhodes College, Dr. William Skoog, who also, of course, does all of their choral programs there. And he's joining me today. Bill, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good afternoon, Daryl. Thanks for having me in.
This is a big event every year, of course.
It is.
And it is put on by our good friend at the Orphanos Foundation, which is very important. And I'm glad that you do it at the end of January instead of at Christmas, because I like to remind people it's not just about Christ's birth, it's about Christ's life.
Right.
So it's I think it's important to do it at times other than Christmas. For those who perhaps have never seen a full-scale production of this, what's this going to be like?
Well, you know, to back up just for a quick second, you're right. I mean, Handel wrote this as an oratorio, and Janin's with libretto, as
you're
it were.
Right,
I mean, really for Easter.
Right.
Parts 1 and 2 are Christ's life and then, you know, death, crucifixion, all that, and even the resurrection. But part 3 is really about post-resurrection and hope in the next life and that kind of thing. So it really is, I mean, it was really intended to be done at Easter time or certainly during Lent at least. Handel never did it during Christmas time in his lifetime, never. Which doesn't mean we shouldn't. It just means that he didn't. And so the interesting thing is that last year it was, I think, December 6th that we were going to do it here, because we had done it always here. And this is the 7th year.
Right.
So for six years, it had happened during the Christmas or Advent season. And last year there was an ice storm on Friday, December the
6th. We had already done the interview, I think.
We had already done the interview. And at 2:30 that afternoon, the decision came down that it was not going to happen.
Right.
So we rescheduled for early February.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was packed. I mean,
sure,
the timing
sure
was great. It was kind of just the sort of, I think, just pre-Ash Wednesday, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
But it was absolutely packed and met with real acclaim. I mean, people really appreciated it happening at that time of year. I think the other piece of that is there's maybe not as much going on that time of year.
Truly.
Especially through the church community.
Yep.
Okay. So that turned out to be a good thing. We said, well, you know, quoting of Ernie Banks, so let's play two, right? But it's like, well, let's maybe try this again. We'll see how this works for late January. So that's one piece of it. The other, I think, really important piece of this, and it's a 2-hour portion that we are doing on Friday night. The whole Messiah lasts probably about 3 hours with an intermission, and I have been, you know, attended one or two of those. And the libretto hangs together very well with a 3-hour performance, but that is a long performance without staging, of course, and oratorio wouldn't have that. So that is a long time, and it has been customary, even in Handel's time, it was customary. He would choose which portions to do, and he would vary that depending upon what venue he was in, what soloists he had, what the orchestra may have, organ. So he even varied his own performances in his lifetime. There was never one set way to do Messiah.
Right.
And we do about, with intermission, about a 2-hour program, which starts at 7:30, so about 7:30 to 9:30 with intermission. And, of course, the greatest hits are in there. The other thing about this, the production of Messiah, it's really so interesting, is it begins with a sinfonia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a chorale and fugue, you know, for the orchestra, and in a minor key, which is interesting because you think of Messiah as being, of course, hopeful, and it is hopeful and uplifting and aspirational and all that, and inspirational. But the notion that it begins it with an orchestral piece in a minor key, this kind of says there's some mystery, I think, involved in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the great question of life is sort of, and spiritual life is all wrapped up in this piece. And then the first utterance of any text and words is a tenor solo.
Yeah.
The comfort ye. And then and then exciting every valley. And then the chorus comes in with, and the glory of the Lord, you know, and they show them on about them. So you get the prophecy and so on. Then off we go into the piece.
We're talking about the Memphis Messiah. It is this Friday evening at 7:30 at Evergreen Presbyterian Church. And the Memphis Symphony Orchestra and the Rhodes Master Singers, Dr. William Skoog conducting. For tickets, call the Symphony Box Office, 537-2525, or memphissymphony.org. And this is kind of a big deal. I mean, the full symphony orchestra, the full Master Singers Chorale,
it's
in the glorious sound of Evergreen Presbyterian, which of course is now
really
part
is
of Rhodes.
Nice. Right.
So it's a big deal.
Well, and this year, and I worked with the symphony, we collaborated on this idea for it. I have 9 soloists. Wow. Really doing it in sort of Handelian fashion.
I mean,
many of them are section leaders now within Master Singers and will actually emerge from the chorus, do their solos. We have and Mary Wilson, who's a professional soprano, and Sandra Franks, my two sopranos. And then I have three altos, Karen Showalter Cooper, Katie Clark, and Lexa Farrell, who's new to town. And the tenors, David Schnell and William Compton Jr. And then the bass is Kyle Farrell from University of Memphis. And then Paul Murray on bass. So that's my gathering of soloists.
That's a nice group.
And I add three sections to that. And then a few of the pieces, like Ye Shall Purify, you know, I use a chamber ensemble, okay? So just the dozen. I won't call them the Dirty Dozen, but just the 12 that will come out and sing some of the smaller pieces, sort of the contrast, you know, with a full chorus. So, and that also contrasts with smaller and larger orchestra in the piece. So again, in the Baroque style. So kind of interesting.
As we mentioned, this is sponsored once again by the Orphanos Foundation, and I'm not sure that everyone knows who these folks are, but they do some wonderful work.
Well, they do, and this is really a critical piece of it because Wayne Sneed, the president and CEO of Orphanos, began this seven years ago. And well, when Handel first wrote this, he first did it for a debtor's prison in Dublin. That was where it first was performed, and he did that sort of gratis. He did it to raise funds for the debtor's prison. And then he brought it down to a foundling hospital in London, and every year did a performance for this foundling hospital for children, okay? And for orphans and for the underserved children of London. And Orphanos is exactly that kind of organization here. It's an international organization, but, you know, this is a way for that Orphanos looks at to give back to this community and to help promote and mount a production of Messiah for underserved children here in Memphis. And the way that works is Friday morning, and this, I'm sorry, this is not open to the public, can't advertise that, but at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday, we'll have about 700 children packing Evergreen Church from various schools, from Shelby County and Jubilee Schools. There are about 700 children for about a one-hour performance of some of the highlights, okay, of Messiah.
Very nice.
And to expose them to this music and this work and the symphony and the chorus and soloists. So it's a way to give back to the community from Orphanos. And they began this, and they're at the center of this.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful group. So it's great to see them creating this, I don't necessarily want to say a holiday tradition, let's say a winter tradition.
Right, or an annual, maybe, annual tradition. And we look at that every year and say, will we do it again next year? And if so, how and where and when and all of that. So
It's a great thing. The Memphis Messiah, it is this Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. at Evergreen Presbyterian Church. For tickets, call the Memphis Symphony, 537-2525, or memphissymphony.org. Dr. William Skoog, chair of the Rhodes Music Department, will be once again conducting. It's always good to see you, Bill. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Darrell. Good to see you, too. Appreciate it very much.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Germantown Performing Arts Center, celebrating its 20th anniversary season with 14-time Grammy Award winner and mandolin virtuoso Ricky Skaggs on Thursday, January 29th. For information and tickets, 751-7500 or online at gpacweb.com. And by The Lion King, returning to the Orpheum Theater in February for 4 weeks. This Broadway musical features a cast of actors representing the sounds and visuals of Africa. The show includes songs by Elton John and Tim Rice, including Can You Feel the Love Tonight? More information is available at 525-3000 or lionking.com.